Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. I'm grateful you all chose to take a few minutes with us. I'm not going to take much of his time, but Mark Bowling, I've known a long, long time, and I tend to listen to whatever he says very closely. Great, wise counsel in my life and a good advisor. And so I'm excited about you hearing him. He is the founder, CEO, and all the other titles you want to give him of Black Sheep Productions, which if you're looking to put on a very quality event, at least talk to him. So anyway, Mark, it's all yours.
Awesome. Well, the challenge call this morning draws from a devotional that I recently started called Divine Intelligence, Discovering God's Wisdom for Your Work Life. And the first entry is called Winning with People, which is something that I think that we all as leaders and as Christ followers would want to do. It starts by just talking about how throughout scripture, the theme of edification shows up time and time again. Putting others first, being selfless, giving honor where honor is due, and not withholding good to whom it's due when it's in your power to do it, are all ways of building up others to make them feel encouraged. To edify means to build others up, to build another up, and to build others up in the process of strengthening them. When we speak about the best in others, when we speak to the best in others, it brings out the best in them. So why is that important? One, because it's the right thing to do, but also because when people feel their best, they perform at their best, and we all know when we are our best selves. You have the power within yourself to draw the best out of others, regardless of your position. Adding value to another creates an invisible return back to us. When we speak to others about the good that we see in them, it communicates that we see value in them. When people sense that we value them, then they know that we believe in them. Demonstrating belief in another is not only good for them, but in honoring to God, it creates a confidence and influence in the atmosphere. We should all seek to add value before asking for value. A hallmark of biblical communication is to create connection and relationship. To edify one another, we must first see the best in others. When we look for the best in others, we find the best in others. And the opposite is also true. If we view somebody through a lens of a critical spirit, then our perception of them is naturally colored by our own filter. So here are three ways that the author of the devotional gives that a person can add value before they ask for value. Number one, affirm them. Each person carries within them a unique God giftedness deposited in them by God. To recognize what God put in them and to speak to that gift has the effect of drawing out that giftedness. Affirmation of another creates confidence in the receiving, and confidence neutralizes fear. People are more likely to move forward with us in decision-making when they feel that when they feel strong in our presence. Number two, acknowledge a past, present, or future decision. Joe Girard was recognized in the Guinness Book of World Records for selling over 13,000 automobiles. What made him such an extraordinary success? Joe was a relationship guru who always found something good to acknowledge in his customers. He would point to something special about the car that they were currently driving or compliment a decision that they were considering. Acknowledging others' decisions communicates confidence that we have in them. Number three, admire an accomplishment. Successes are sacred to the person who attained them. Honoring a pinnacle moment in a person's life, a threshold crossed, or praising a goal achieved signals that we hold them and what they have achieved in high regard. When people feel honored from us, they will be drawn towards us. Respecting and honoring another creates a magnetic pull between the giver and the receiver, and influence is increased. So what verses can we keep in mind to help us remember of how to edify others? These are three that just popped to mind as I kind of wrapped up that devotional. And the first one is First Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another just as you're doing. Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to yourself and your own interests, but to the interest of others. And probably my favorite verse in line with this theme, Ephesians 4:39. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only that which is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may be beneficial to those who listen. So today, Look for ways to edify those that God's put in your life and be the edge.